In I and You, Marin Theatre Company's must-see world premiere of Lauren Gunderson's sneaky, insightful two-person play, the poetry of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, itself a sly celebration of the interconnectivity of all things, is the roadmap that leads the central characters, as well as the audience, into a surprisingly memorable and thought-provoking examination of those details of our lives that define and separate us, and also those essential elements we all share in common. I and You is one of two shows opening last week that revolve around people learning to accept the differences in other people and to celebrate the bold, brilliant humanity that binds us all together. The other is Cinnabar Theatre's emotionally grounded, musically joyous production of La Cage aux Folles. But first, I and You, directed by Sarah Rasmussen, which at first appears to be a play about two kids doing homework, but eventually reveals itself to be much more than it appears on the surface. Except for her being seriously ill, Carolyn is a typical teenage girl, spending her senior year of high school at home waiting for someone to donate a new liver. Played with plenty of sassy attitude by Jessica Lynn Carroll, Carolyn hangs out in her attic bedroom, defiantly resentful of her predicament. Anthony, who she's never laid eyes on before, is her new study partner, a sweet, jazz-loving basketball player who, it turns out, has been having a pretty rough day and just wants to finish an English assignment due the next morning. The assignment? To prepare a deconstruction of Whitman's poem, focusing on the way he uses the pronouns I and you. What starts out as homework rapidly becomes a way for two very different people to connect in ways they never could have predicted. Devion MacArthur plays Anthony with a kind of baffled intractability, clearly uncertain if his new steady partner is a little unhinged or just colorful and eccentric. She is, of course, a little of each, and it takes a while for her to settle down and let Anthony reveal the generous, deeply insightful young man he is. On a gorgeously detailed teenage girl bedroom set by Michael Locker, the story unfolds with loads of charm and a giddy embrace of what it's like to be young, self-absorbed, and confidently clueless. MTC's I and You is, in the end, a sweet and lovely thing, a tiny little play that, to quote Whitman, contains multitudes. Appearances are deceiving in La Cage aux Folles, too. The nightclub of the title is a French cabaret featuring a chorus of drag queens with headliner Zaza, the most popular and famous gay performer on the Riviera. Zaza is the stage name of Alban, who for 20 years has raised a son with his longtime lover Georges, the boy's biological father. When their son arrives with news that he is engaged to the daughter of a French politician committed to shutting down all the gay cabarets in the city, a farcical plot is concocted to convince the in-laws that Alban and George are not what they are. Directed with an emotional honesty that carries the show, La Cage features first-rate performances by Michael Van Wy as Alban and Stephen Walsh as Georges. As hilarious as it is deeply moving, La Cage aux Folles is what it is, one of the best, most life-affirming musicals to appear on stage this season. I and You runs Tuesday through Sunday through November 3rd at Marin Theatre Company, marintheatre.org. La Cage aux Folles runs Friday through Sunday through November 10th at Cinnabar Theatre, cinnabartheatre.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.